Welcome to UEG Podcast, where we talk about scientific discoveries, educational insights, and professional development within the world of digestive health. Whether you're a clinician, researcher, or just passionate about GI content, this is the podcast for you.
Hello, and welcome to UEG Talks. My name is Agle.
And my name is Pradeep. I think this is the first time we're co-hosting an episode together. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And it's a special occasion. We've got a bonus episode for you today.
Excellent. So as you may have already seen from the title, we are looking back at the UEG Week in 2024 last year in Vienna. Whilst we were there, myself and Egli, we spoke to a number of delegates. Some of them were chosen at random whilst we were walking around, and some of them perhaps less so, so that we can hear their impressions on the meeting of the UEG Week.
The pods might have some useful insights ahead of this year's UEG Week in Berlin, which kicks off in just a few days. Listen closely. You might even see a few familiar faces in Berlin.
Both of us, Egle and me, will be there all the 3 to 4 days. Egle is kindly presenting on PPI, so a very important topic not to miss, on Monday morning at 8:30 in room A7. And I've got a couple of commitments. I'm chairing a couple of poster sessions, one on upper GI bleed on Sunday at 9 o'clock, and another one on colorectal polyp detection on Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the poster stage 5. So there's plenty of amazing topics, discussions. Check out the program for details on the UEG website.
And while you're there, don't miss our newest UEG publication, The Gut Guide. You can pick up for free copy in a speaker center.
And of course, the highlight of UEG Week always has been the UEG Night. So if you're there, please book it. Bring in your best 1920s outfit and join us for the party and to meet everyone around.
Oh, enough with the promotion. Let's hear from the people in Vienna at last year's UEG's Week had to say.
Oh, hi there. What's your name? Sorry.
Enrique de Madaria.
Oh, where do you come from, Enrique?
From Alicante, from Spain.
Is this the first time in UEG?
No, I have been... UEG for me is the best gastroenterology activity, so okay. I don't miss one.
Well, why do you come here year after year then?
Okay, because in my field it is the pancreas.
Yes.
And what you can find in the UEG is whatever you want, because the UEG has many, many parallel sessions on every topic. So for guys that like me, that we are focused on a very particular field, is a source of education and contacts, and you see guys from all over the world that are doing and treating the same patients as you. So for me, it's a must.
So you come here to learn
To do research, to get contacts for research, and to participate in committees, participate in activities, and to boost my career.
Yeah. And how do you, when you meet people, so you randomly choose a speaker, and then you randomly approach them, even if you don't know them, to kind of to link between them if there's a topic of interest? Is that how you do, or you just...
Well, we talk because, in my world, we are quite a few, so we know each other. Yeah. But you know new people that are in the field, young people, the people ask to join our studies, and you try to join guidelines, studies, a lot of things. So, it's a must. The UEG is a must, my friend.
So you look for collaborators not only with your research
partners,
but also for research fellows who can contact you.
Contacts, education, and opportunities.
Is there any particular topic that's outside your field? Of course, you know your field is pancreas. So is there any particular topic outside your field that you're interested and want to learn a bit more about?
No. I love my field. I'm super focused. Okay. But for people who loves several topics, you have an incredible amount of opportunities and to learn and to learn about different topics.
Okay.
So it's also for people that are general gastroenterologists and want to have a broad view of the specialty. So
Okay, okay, fine. And what is any particular topic you're looking forward to or want to learn?
Acute pancreatitis. Acute pancreatitis, so clinical acute pancreatitis and chronic pancreatitis and pancreatic exocrine insufficiency are the things that motivate me the most.
More, you want to learn the latest latest science and that's been published. Okay, fine. Lovely. Thanks, Enrique.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, Paola.
Hi, Egla.
How are you doing? How's UG week going for you?
Oh, UG week has been so great. Well, a lot of work, you know. As a chair of Young Talent Group, we have to attend a lot of meetings. But really, in these meetings, what surprises me and I'm really proud of that is that everyone is really giving attention and wanting to know the needs of the young GI community. So it really is a must for me to come here and see everything that is being provided for the young GIs.
It's so nice to hear because I just heard, let's say, more senior person telling how inspired he is by the youngsters who are full of ideas and sharing it.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, most of UEG activities and are provided for the main group is the young GI community. And I think that we really want to be here and show what we can do. We have new ideas. We're not saying here that the senior ideas don't count. We still really much appreciate the experience and everything. We really want to learn from the leaders. And so we can one day be like them. They're an inspiration for us. But we also want to provide new insights and new ideas of what we can do with UEG.
Have you seen any sessions?
Yes, I attended some sessions, yes.
And have you learned something that will inspire or change your practice?
Yes, of course. But I was mainly now in sessions that I really need for my clinical practice. And in the future, what I will do is I will see the webcast for UEG Week. As you know, when you are in the part of UEG, you don't have that many time to attend the sessions. But I was in some sessions that really provided me some updates on what we can do in clinical practice. That's mainly what I do. I'm a clinician. And it was really, really helpful to get all that into one session and really be updated.
Great to hear this. Thank you, Paola.
Now, a quick message from UEG. Want to boost your gastro knowledge? Then Gutflix is the place to be. Gutflix is an interactive learning platform for GI professionals. Get access to expert-led online courses, UEG Week recordings, mistakes in articles, and more. Best of all, Gutflix is free. Log on today at gutflix.eu.
Hi there.
Hi.
Introduce yourself. Very comfortable.
So, I'm Luke. I'm from Malta.
Malta. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Lovely weather there.
It's very sunny,
nice
yeah.
Nice there?
It's super. It's always sunny.
Exciting. Yeah. What brings you to Vienna? Why?
This is my second time coming to UEG.
Lovely, yeah.
I came here to meet people and learn about the interesting topics in gastroenterology.
Okay. And are you a gastroenterologist or are you a fellow?
Yeah, I'm a trainee. It's my second year of training. And so I'm training in Malta, yeah.
Lovely. And do you have any specialty within gastroenterology that you practice?
Basically, right now we're doing general gastroenterology. We do a bit of everything.
Yeah.
But currently I'm working with a doctor who specializes in, a gastroenterologist who specializes in EMRs.
Okay.
And therapeutic endoscopy and polypectomies. Right.
Yeah, okay, fine. And so, second time in UEG, you said.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
What brings you the second time now?
Well, this year I'm presenting an e-poster about musculoskeletal injuries in endoscopists and how we can prevent them in our everyday endoscopic practice.
Right,
okay. So I'm here to share that research.
Yeah.
Also, I'm here to network and meet new people and hopefully take back some interesting ideas back to Malta.
Okay. What's the most interesting thing about UEG Week that you like then?
Well, the innovation, the new management, new treatment guidelines.
Okay.
I love hearing about inflammatory bowel disease and emerging biologics that are available, which aren't all available in Malta, but it's very interesting to hear research and ideas from Europe and worldwide.
So you want to expand your knowledge on anything new. That's what you come here for knowledge, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And any particular topics that you're going to focus on whilst you're here the next 2 or 3 days?
Well, I'm trying to focus on inflammatory bowel disease and see what's due.
Lovely, yeah.
And maybe hopefully take back some ideas back to Malta.
Okay, lovely, yeah. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Giulio.
Hi, Egle. How are you?
I'm great. I'm enjoying the UG week. And how are you?
I'm really enjoying the UG week. It's amazing. And we are also blessed by very nice weather here in Vienna for a change. So very happy.
It's very important for Italian, of course. And have you seen anything super spectacular that will change your practice in this UG week?
Well, I've been in quite a lot of sessions on the new endoscopic and half surgical approaches in T1 colorectal cancer. I think this is a very hot topic, and I really was inspired by some talks by some colleagues from Holland and Poland, and I'm really looking forward to come back home and implement
this.
Exactly.
Okay. And what are you still looking forward to this UG week?
Well, I will be looking forward to, there is a couple of sessions, there are very nice session this afternoon on endoscopy, and I will be Michael Bourke for EMR versus Jeremy Jacques for ESD, and I'm really looking forward to see this clash of clans.
Okay, there will be blood, I guess.
There will. Okay.
Enjoy the week.
You too.
Hi, Omer. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Yourself?
So, Omer, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Omer Tayeba. I'm actually doing an HPB fellowship, ERCP US fellowship at King's College Hospital, London at the moment.
Excellent. Omer, why are you here at the UEG? What are you doing here?
Obviously, you know that it's a big event there in regards to gastroenterology there. My main aim to come this year was to get some updates in regards to my field, HPB, ERCP and EUS there. So that's the main aim here. But obviously to meet people around, networking. And yep, see Vienna. Yep.
Excellent, Omer.
Good morning, President. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm really doing very well.
Are you enjoying this UG week?
Very much so. It is a fantastic program, I think. Nice weather outside, even if I don't see that much of it, and a very good atmosphere. People are happy and obviously enjoying the week.
As always, it's UG.
Right.
Have you attended any sessions?
Well, some at least. I have to admit the ones which I was chairing, which was also nice. Best of DDW.
Okay.
Here at our UEG week, which was full. Very nice program. So I enjoyed that much. And obviously, the opening session.
Yeah, it was great.
That I enjoyed very much, I must say. The two talks were fantastic, I think, and really inspiring.
And what are you still looking forward in this UEG week?
Don't laugh now. I think the UEG night.
Have you brought your lederhosen?
Of course I did.
Okay, you are according to the dress code.
I will comply with the dress code. Yes, watch me, because this will be a very unique appearance. I can tell you that much. And tomorrow, then, I think we still have some very nice sessions, which I will also, as much as I can, attend and enjoy. Notably, we have one session with the Latin American friends, which I think is also a highlight of the UEG week for me now.
Okay. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Lucia. How are you doing? How was the UEG week?
It's been amazing till now. Yes, we love it.
And what have you seen that inspired you or will change your practice?
Well, I don't know if it will change my practice, but today Tandon talk about acute pancreatitis was quite amazing and fun and practical.
Yes, I really enjoyed it, especially the fact that Enrique, who won the prize, was the patient in this talk.
This is a nice way to talk about a topic, like with a clinical scenario.
Yeah, and also the mistakes in hepatobiliary diseases was a very nice session. So this is something that I will definitely disseminate to my residents. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of talks that will transfer to your clinical practice, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and secessions never waste a good disaster. That's something I really attended. It was yesterday, I think. So very useful. Yeah. And emotional.
And what will you expect to see next? What are you still looking forward in this UG week?
I'm looking forward to my EUS practice at the SG corner. So I'm looking forward to that and to the party. I don't know. What about you, Lucia?
There will be some nice oral presentations tomorrow also. So let's see what they bring us in acute, chronic pancreatitis, moderated posters that are also interesting. So many things to come.
And also when I have the time and I'm alone, which is not very often at this conference, I just scroll the posters that are not even moderated. There are many nice topics, ideas for future collaboration, everything.
Yeah, really interesting things also in the posters. So yeah.
Okay. So you're also planning for the next year for your research, right?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I hope that next year we will bring some interesting news about fluid resuscitation. So we'll see.
Sounds like a plan.
See you tonight, girls. Thank you.
Good morning, Iris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm enjoying the UG week fairly. And you? Have you seen anything inspiring that will alter your clinical practice?
I really liked it thus far. What I really liked was the interactive sessions. There was a lot of interaction during the sessions that I've seen. And what I also liked were it was the involvement of young people. So young chairs, but also young people asking questions, which is very, very encouraging.
Okay. So the atmosphere is great so far, right?
Totally.
And what are you still looking forward in this UG week?
I would like to see more diversity sometimes. So see more female chairs, see more diversity would be nice. Yeah.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to UEG Podcast. We hope you've found some new ideas, insights, and inspiration to take with you. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you like our content, please leave us a review and share our podcast with your colleagues.